Hare Krishna. We're now changing from Antyalila back to Madhyalila. This is Madhyalila chapter 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stays at the house of Advaita Acharya. Text 1. After accepting the sannyas order of life, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, wanted to go to Vrindavan. But apparently by mistake, he wandered in the Radha Desh. Later, he arrived at Shantipur and enjoyed himself there with his devotees. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas. At the end of his 24th year in the month of Magh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order during the waxing period of the moon. After accepting the sannyas order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, started for Vrindavan. However, he mistakenly wandered about in a trance continuously for 3 days in the tract of land known as Radha Desh. Passing through the tract of land known as Radha Desh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the following verse in ecstasy. Itan sastaya paratmanistam adyasitam purvatamar maharshivi aham trishyami durantaparam tamomukundagri nasevayaiva. As the Brahmana from Avanti Desa said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas, who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord, Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Srila Prabhupada's purport, he speaks about sannyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. It's quite a long purport. I'll read just the last paragraph. The most intimate devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namely Garada Pandit, accepted Tri Danda Sannyas and also accepted Madhva Upadhyaya as his Tri Dandi Sannyasi disciple. It is said that the Balavacharya Sampradaya has begun. It is said that, from this Madhvacharya, this Sampradaya known in Western India as the Balava Sampradaya has become. Srila Gopal Bhattagoswami, who is known as the Smriti Acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, later accepted the Tri Dandi Sannyas order from Tridandi Pad Prabodhananda Saraswati. Although acceptance of Tridandi Sannyas is not distinctly mentioned in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, the first verse of Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita advocates that one should accept the Tridandi Sannyas order by controlling the six forces. Vacho Vegam Manasakro the Vegam Jiva Vegam Udurapasta Vegam Etan Veganyo Visahitadira Savam Apimam Pitavim Sashishyat. One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, belly, tongue, and genitals is known as a Goswami and is competent to accept disciples all over the world. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted the Mayavad order of sannyas, and for this they cannot be blamed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sridhar Swami, who was a Tridandi sannyas, but the Mayavadi sannyasis, not understanding Sridhar Swami, sometimes think that Sridhar Swami belonged to the Mayavad Ekadanda Sannyas community. Actually, this was not the case. Continuing, text 7. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the purport of this verse on account of the determination of the mendicant devotee to engage in the service of Lord Mukunda. He gave his approval of the verse, indicating that it was very good. The real purport of accepting sannyas is to dedicate oneself to the service of Mukunda. By serving Mukunda, one can actually be liberated from the bondage of material existence. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order and recommended the determination of the Avantipur Bhikshu to engage in the service of Mukunda. He accepted the Brahmana's version due to his determination to serve Mukunda. The sannyasi dress is actually an attraction for material formality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like such formality, but he wanted the essence of it, service to Mukunda. Such determination in any condition is paratmanishta, that is required. The conclusion is that the sannyas order depends not on the dress, but the determination to serve Mukunda. Text 9. After accepting the sannyas order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan and engage himself wholly and solely in the service of Mukunda in a solitary place. Krishna, Sevana Kori Nibritta Vaishya. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was en route to Vrindavan, all the ecstatic symptoms became manifest, and he did not know in which direction he was going, nor did he know whether it was day or night. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar, and Prabhu Mukunda followed him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Radhadesh, whoever saw him in ecstasy exclaimed, "Hari, Hari!" As they chanted this with the Lord, all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. Gopa Balika Shaba Prabhuke Dekhya Hari Hari Bali Dake Uchakariya. All the cowherd boys who saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing joined with him and began to shout loudly, "Hari Hari!" When he heard all the cowherd boys also chanting "Hari Hari," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He approached them. He put his hand on their heads and said, "Go on chanting like that." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus blessed them all, saying that they were all fortunate. In this way, he praised them, and he felt very successful because they chanted the holy name of Lord Hari. Then, calling all the boys in confidence and telling a reasonable story, Nityananda Prabhu instructed them as follows. Vrindavana Patta Prabhu Puchena Tomare Ganga Tire Patta Tabe Deka Ihatanre. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks you about the path to Vrindavan, please show him the path on the bank of the Ganga instead. When the cowherd boys were questioned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the path to Vrindavan, the boys showed him the path on the bank of the Ganga, and the Lord went that way in ecstasy. As the Lord proceeded along the bank of the Ganga, Sri Nityananda Prabhu requested Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar Acharya, to go immediately to the house of Advaitacharya. Sri Nityananda Goswami told him, "I shall take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the bank of the Ganga at Shantipur, and Advaitacharya should carefully stay there on shore with a boat." After that, Nityananda Prabhu continued, I shall go to Advaitacharya's house, and you should go to Navadvip and return with Mother Sachi and all the other devotees. And after sending Acharya Ratna to the house of Advaitacharya, Sri Nityananda Prabhu went before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave notice of his coming. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, and he asked where Nityananda Prabhu was going. Nityananda replied that he was going with him towards Vrindavan. Prabhu kahe katadure ache Vrindavana teno kahena kara e jamuna darshana. When the Lord asked Nityananda Prabhu how far it was to Vrindavan, Nityananda replied, just see, here's the river Yamuna. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu near the Ganga, and the Lord, in his ecstasy, accepted the river Ganga as the river Yamuna. The Lord said, oh, what good fortune! Now I have seen the river Yamuna. Thus, thinking the Ganga to be the river Yamuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to offer prayers to it. O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world, for you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions occurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. After reciting this mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and took his bath in the Ganga. At that time, he had on only one piece of underwear, for there was no second garment. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was standing there without a second garment, Sri Advaitacharya arrived in a boat, bringing with him new underwear and external garments. When Advaitacharya arrived, he stood before the Lord and offered his obeisances. And after seeing him, the Lord began to wonder about the entire situation. Still, in his ecstasy, the Lord asked Advaitacharya, why did you come here? How did you know that I was in Vrindavan? Acharya kahe, tumi yahan se Vrindavana, mora bhagye ganga tire tomara agamana. Advaitacharya disclosed the whole situation, telling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Now it is my great fortune that you have come to the bank of the Ganga. Prabhu kahe, Nityananda amare vanchila, Ganga ke aniya more Yamuna kahila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Nityananda has cheated me. He has brought me to the bank of the Ganga and told me that it was Yamuna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accused Nityananda of cheating him, Sri Advaitacharya said, whatever Nityananda Prabhu has told you is not false. You have indeed just now taken your bath in the river Yamuna. Advaitacharya explained that at that spot, the Ganga and Yamuna flow together. On the western side was the Yamuna, and on the eastern side was the Ganges. Advaitacharya then suggested that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken his bath in the river Yamuna and his underwear was now wet, the Lord should change his cloth for dry garments. Advaitacharya said, you have been fasting continuously for 3 days in your ecstasy of love for Krishna. I therefore invite you to my home where you may kindly take your alms. Come with me to my residence. At my home, I have just cooked one palm full of rice. The vegetables are always very simple. There is no luxurious cooking. simply a little liquid vegetable and spinach. Saying this, Suyodhoita Charya took the Lord onto the boat and brought the Lord to his residence. There, Adwaita Charya washed the feet of the Lord and was consequently very happy with him. We shall end here, and Krishna willing, continue quite soon. Hare Krishna.